of Tani Rav Aiva Bar Nagre. You see that? Where is that? Fourth middle wide line. This is an extremely long block. Okay, we'll see how far we can get today. Tani Rav Aiva Bar Nagre Kumi Rabbi Lo, our old friend Rabbi Lo. He hasn't been with us for a while. So Rabbi Aiva Bar Nagre said in front of Rabbi Lo, the Rabbi Shmuel learned, Dimgol Yigal Ishmi Masrocham Bishiso Yosef Alov. If you redeem my Shosheni, you add a fifth. Perhaps the Netter of this excludes the crop of the fourth year, Sheikh Ever Love Chemesh, which you're not Chayev to add a fifth. Chaz of Itani Kamoi, that was one way he learned. Then he changed his mind. He learned in front of him in the following, the Drosha. Shteg Ulosek, there are two redemptions. Says Goal, Yigal, two times, whatever the language is. Achasamai Zesheni, Vachasamai Netaravai. There's Taka, two redemptions, one for my Zesheni, one for Netaravai. And it seems that they're both similar. Talmud, we looked over there. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer. It's important to remember the name Rabbi Yehuda because it's going to come up again several times. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, a Lenochi Kerem Ravai. A guy who grows a vineyard, he doesn't have a concept of Kerem Ravai. Well, Chachamim argue.
Well, you think it's in the
land. Don't worry, you're right. It is strange. Just admit it. Chachamim Yeshlo. I'm Rabbi Lezer said, "Whoa, slow down. That's strange." Kini Masnisa. This is the way to read the Brisa. Ain Lenochri Kerem Ravai. There is no Lenochri. Is no Kerem Ravai. Says the Gra, changing next words. Bisuria. Where's no Kerem Ravai? Only in Syria. But Eretz Yisrael. Of course, the guy has Kerem Ravai. Okay, so it was strange. Rabbi Amar Kumi Rabbi Zir B'Shem Rabbi Lezer. Asid Rabbi Yehuda Kebei Shammai. Rabbi Yehuda is similar to Beis Shammai in our Mishnah. Also, Al-Daitid Rabbi's explaining. I don't think it's Rabbi Lezer. That Kamad Beis Shammai Rulolom Dul Neter Avai Eli Meister Sheni. Beis Shammai said our Mishnah when extrapolates Neter Avai from Meister Sheni. Kamada Tamar A Meister Sheni Bishvis. And just like you say, there's no Meister Sheni during the Shemitah year, the Kavas is similarly A Neter Avai Bishvis. There's no Neter Avai in the Shemitah year. Cain, so too, just like Beis Shammai said that, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rabbi Yehuda says, Lo the Neter Avai Meister Sheni. You also only learn Neter Avai from Meister Sheni. Do you have these words? Kamada Tamar Meister Sheni Besuria? Brackets?
There's a whole line that, yes, that's a bracket.
No brackets. Okay, Kamada Tema ain't Maestro Shani Besuria, just like we say there's no Maestro Shani in Surya, the Kavosa ain't Besuria, so there's no Netherva in Surya. What? Yeah. Because later on, so the same thing. Okay? Omle Chame Ma Omar. Look what it says. Lomar elo ein. I don't like what you're saying. In other words, lomar elo ein lo chomesh vein lo biur. He only said that there's no chomesh and no biur. The Rabbi Zira said that according to Netter, there's no comparison. Beis Shammai said there's no Netter vai. In Shvius, meaning only that it does that which well. Let me start that sentence over again. That Beis Shammai says no Neter Avai Shvius only means there's no Biur, meaning you don't have to get rid of it all. And you don't have to add a Chomish. But the concept of Neter Avai does exist, and you have to take it up to Yerushalayim or redeem it and take the money up to Yerushalayim. Either there. So he said again. He says Lo Mar Ela Ein Lo Chomish Me Lo Biur. A shakal varim, but everything else, yeshlo, it has even during shmita. Period. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rabbi Yehuda says, "Ein lenochri neter avai b'Suria." A goy does not have neter avai in Syria. Shmuel Bar Abba, boy, Shmuel Bar Abba asked, Kol Beishamai Yomim Din Beishamai say Lo Lamdu Netervai Eli Maaser Sheini. We learn Netervai from Maaser Sheini. Kimada Teimai Maaser Sheini. Just like you said, there's no Maaser Sheini. Bishvi is in the Shmiti here. With the Kavasa Netervai Bishvi, so too there's no Netervai in the Shmiti here. With the Kavasa. Well, that's the case. Similarly, Shlishis Ushishis, the third and sixth year, Helvan Ben Maaser Sheini says no Maaser Sheini in those years. Vloyem Neter Avai, let there not be Neter Avai in those years as well. Right? Rav Yossi, Shlishis Vishishis, Ava P. Sheba and Maaser Sheini, even though there's no Maaser Sheini, Yesh Bohan Masros. Right, the answer Maaser applies, meaning Maaser Ani. In Shemitah, there's nothing whatsoever. Shemitah is saying, L'maiser is kol ikar. See, in the statement, Shemitah is not a temple, it's nothing at all. Chefa Shom, Chefa asked, so it's the name of a sage, Horavil Omar Lolom Du Netarvai Elam Maaser Sheini. I'm going to say, you don't learn Netarvai from Maaser Sheini. Kimada Teimai Maaser Sheini Besuri, just like you said, there's no Maaser Sheini in Syria. The Kavasa simply ain't Netarvai Besuri. There's no Netarvai in Syria. The Kavasa, well, if you make such inferences, let's make the following inference as well, which is totally out of left field. The Kavasa similarly, lo lomdu trumas, it should be todah. We know that we learned that the shear of truma by todah, the amount of the 40 loads which go to a kohen, is elmi trumas meiser, is learned out from trumas meiser, that it's 1 out of 10. And 1 out of 10 goes to the kohen. If that's the case, let's say just like there was no Trumas Meiser in the desert, the Kavasa, so too, lo yet, lo tiyet Trumas Toda Bamidbar. Let's say whenever they brought a Toda in the Mishkan, in the Midbar, there was no Trumas Meiser, Trumas Toda. The coin wouldn't get any of it. Rabbi Yosef said no. Lo lom dumi meno el lishurim. The only comparison drawn between Trumas Meiser and Trumas Toda is only for the shear of a tenth, not for anything else. Okay? I'm Rabbi Tani, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda said, Omar is taking out. Do you have Omar in parentheses as well? Okay, he takes out Omar. Tani, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. Not sure why it's such a big deal. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, Oymer, they both said, Lo Yisrael Yisrael B'netel Levi. The Jews are not chayim B'netel Levi, El Lach, Arbas, Yishol Chol Shona, Shekov Shu B'shol Sheva Shu. Ach, Arbas, Yishol, after 14 years, 40 years after they entered the land of Israel. Why Sheva Shekiv Shu for 7 years, they were conquering the land, the Shevish Hilgu, 7 years dividing up the land, during that time they're not chayev in Maaser Sheini, nor by extension Neter Revai. On Rav Chista, Asid Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yudah, B'shitas Rabbi Yudah Avui. How much Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yudah said, he said in the same lines as Rabbi Yudah's father. Kimad Rabbi Yudah Amar Lo Lomdu Neter Revai Elim Maaser Sheini. This is like Rabbi Yudah said, we don't learn Neter Revai from Maaser Sheini. Right? So too, Kabbalah Tehmah, Maaser Sheini, B'Suria, says so, and just like we said as a result, that just like no Maaser Sheini in Syria, the Gavah say Neter Avai B'Suria, so too, there's no Neter Avai in Syria. If that's so too, Cain Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yudah, Omer, he also says, Lo Lomdu Neter Avai Elim Maaser Sheini. We learn that Neter Avai from Maaser Sheini as well. Kabbalah Tehmah, Maaser Sheini, Elo La'achar Ba'Aser Shona. You know, he said the Maaser Sheini did not kick in until 14 years after they conquered the land of Israel. Lakon, the land of Israel. Udkavosoa, so to a netarvai, elachar arbos rishonah. So to a netarvai only applied after 14 years. It's repeating itself. It's not going in circles, it's repeating. Yes. I'm Rabbi Yossi. A long block like this, you figure it must have, you know, what else is it going to do? I'm Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said, "V'hu b'shitas." On the contrary, "V'hu b'shitas b'no." It should be. I know it says by you avui. It should be b'shitas b'no. Rabbi Yehuda is going like his son, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. How so? Because Rabbi Yehuda, the father, is talking about Syria, and Rabbi Yossi, the son, is talking about when they landed the land of Israel. So which came chronologically first? Which issue was raised chronologically first? Obviously, entering the line of Israel. So therefore, it's really Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, in whose shita his father of Yehuda is following. Surya Lemuda me Abayas Yishana. Surya is derived from the 14 years. Ven Abayas Yishana Lemuda me Surya, not vice versa. They don't learn out the 14 years from Surya. Period. Says in the 50th year after you plant the tree, you should eat its fruit without having to bring Dushlami demon or anything, and it'll add a bracha. Rabbi Yossi Baragli Omer Ezekimboisi Peros Chamishis Al Peros Revis. There's a lochic ramification of this post, which means that Peros Chamishis are like Peros Revis. Well, the opposite way. Peros Revis are like Peros Chamishis, meaning my Peros Chamishis is just like the stuff which goes in 50 year belongs to the owner. I Peros Revis the buy and sell to the stuff which goes in 40 years to the owner, and it's not what? What? No, it is not the Revive, but it's not Mamon Gavoah. It doesn't belong to Hashem, it belongs to him. You do. But you can be Mekadosh and Isha with it. That's what he's saying. Okay, it's not present, which came from Hashem. It's yours. It just has a din. You have to redeem it. Okay?
And you could spend it anyway.
Well, you have to spend it, but you can spend anything you want. Rabbi Zir, right. Yeah. Rabbi Zir and Rabbi Yasa, B'shem Rabbi Yehuda said, Asa Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yisrael is like Rabbi Yehuda. Kamar Rabbi Yehuda Omer Osa Sokin Chasov. Is Rabbi Yehuda says by Meisr Sheni. That's your property. You can be Mekadosh with it. Cain Rabbi Yosef, he also makes your property by Netter Vai as well. Okay? Rabbi Yosef, boy, clear Rabbi Zir. Rabbi Yosef, ask for Rabbi Zir. Can you make sure I saw Kinachosav? If it's like your property, Maushi Echaiba Meiser, so maybe Echaiba Meiser. Maybe Netter Vai itself is Echaiba Meiser, since you own it. It's Echaiba Meiser. Amar Leis, they said no. Kai Dom, Rabbi Shimon Levi, list like Rabbi Shimon Levi, Dom, Rabbi Avishim, Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Lo sof tovar halachazu. It's not the end of the process to declare halacha or determine halacha. Rather, halacha shi lefef is bay a bit, lefef is any halacha, which is unclear, literally weak. Based in. Shi lefef is based in, it's weak and based in. Venetar demati, we don't know its qualities. Say, lay, go out and see Echad Tzibur, no way. What the Tzibur is doing. But no one can do like that. Okay? Va'an and Chami and Tzibur Tzibur, Lom Rafashina. And we saw bunches or piles that they're not taking off Meister Sheni from Netter Vai. So it must be that Netter Vai does not generate Meister Sheni. Even if it's your own money, it still doesn't generate the chiyuv of Meister Shani.
Isn't that setting a dangerous precedent going out and seeing what the masses are doing?
Why? Because I was supposed to do it. Right. I don't know. I guess they weren't concerned about the precedent. It's a good question. Okay. So it says the mother. All right, Mother. Bottom line said, "Ilam Arkei Beis Shammai." I understand. What does it mean? You're telling me something about Beis Shammai? Ilu here is not quite it, but rather you are. Yeah. You're telling me like Ilam Arkei Beis Shammai, Beis Tiber Kei Beis Shammai. Yeah, your question like Beis Shammai, you hold that it's Mama Gavoah, right, that belongs to Hashem. So that's why I'm so you don't give mice on it. So, you want to tell me that to go out and see what the nation does and know what Beis Shammai Shita is? What's the flaw in that argument? Go out in the nation and see what Beis Shammai is doing. What's the flaw in that argument? No, better flaw than that. You know, follow Beis Shammai. So what's he was going to do with Beshama? Where is he supposed to live? That's what the Gemara says here. Then go find out from them. There's no way of finding out from them because there's nobody to observe. I'm Rabbi Avin. Rabbi Avin said, "Klum lo manu net the violin ma'aser sheni. We only let the net divide from ma'aser sheni. Kemar the teimay ma'aser sheni chayv a ma'aser. It's just like ma'aser sheni itself is exempt from ma'asers." Udgavos is so too a netarvai chai maizes. Netarvai is also exempt from maizres. Rabbi Bon, Rabbi Chia, Bishon, Rabbi Yehovah said, Isas maizes sheni b'Yushalayim kai meir. When you have a dough of maizes sheni dough in Yushalayim, so then Rabbi Meir, Kishita, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir, Bolter Melchal, it's exempt from chala. Why? Because he holds that the chiv of maizes sheni is the same, the concept of Maizer Sheni in Yerushalayim uproots any other Chiyuv, and therefore is no Chiyuv Chala, right? Ptur Mel Chala Krabi Yehuda, however, like Yehuda holds that Maizer Sheni stuff, even while it's being needed, is still your money, so then Chayev is Bechala, you are Chayev and Chala as well. Om Rabbi Yehuda, I'm going to help Yerushalayim, that's only Yerushalayim, Habik Vulu, but outside Yerushalayim. It's everybody reads it's not your money. Why? Because it only becomes your money or your parents when it comes to Yerushalayim, not when it's still outside Yerushalayim. Is that clear? What? It's Gashem's. It's not redeemed yet. It's not spent yet. Better word. It's not spent, so therefore it belongs to Hashem. So that's why outside Yerushalayim, it's still not your money, according to everybody. Only once sent to Yerushalayim does it become your money. Okay, that's what he says here. According to the opinion of the Mishnah, expressed by Bishami, that when you have Karamavai on the tree, you have to leave Peret and Shichah, Peret and Olos. Mao should take Chayav as a Chal, according to maybe Taka is Chayav and Chal, because you see that Daniyam is special dibs, and maybe there are other special dibs in Rabbanim and such like. Although he said, Vlo Rabbi Yehudai, could be, that would still be like Rabbi Yehuda, or we don't pass him like. Yeah, I think that's what it means. With Sabina, we might call the Hilchasa Rabbi Yehuda Krav Kuvay Shammai. And it's possible in this entire Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda coming out of Beishamai, and therefore holds that it has a special halacha, the Maitzer Sheni, that has certain degrees of Kedusha to it. Well, actually, it doesn't have some weight. Wait. Our mayor's word says. No, the exact opposite. That he holds that Maizer Sheni is Chayv and Chala, and so to Netar Vay is Chayv and Chala. That's what the Rashi Leo says. That the Chachamim, Rabbi Yehuda, let me reconstruct that. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbanu Beishamai holds that your field is Chayv and Netar Vay during Shemitah. Okay, there is another by during Shemitah, so therefore it must hold like Rabbi, like Rabbi bought by a coin as in front of Rabbi Yossi, that it should be exempt from Chala.
What happened? What was the shot? What was the
Well, that was in the Mishnah. Machlok said Chaim in the Shmita Rashi. Okay, this is the way to read it. Let's see again, four lines from the end of the Gemara. Baba Kohen Boy Kohen Rabbi Yosef. Dima Mishra, three lines.
Two lines maybe by you.
What? Baba Kohen Boy Kohen Rabbi Yosef. Not Ray Baba here, Ray Baba Kohen. You have that? Two lines, right? Okay, Baba Kohen. Boy Kohen Yosef. Ask Rabbi Yosef. Dima Mishra, Mechai Beper. Kohen the Pimol, Mechai Beper. In that Ravai, Maushe Techev Zimcha, Pashe Techev and Chala. Armalay said, he said, no. The low Rabbi Yehuda, we're all our discussions are according to Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's Mom and Hedyot, right? So, Sarvi Memer called the Yehuda Rabbi Yehuda Kabe Shammai. Even though we already said it's possible Rabbi Yehuda and Be Shammai go together. That your chayiv in Meister your chayiv in Shmita in everything other than Biur and in Chomesh, right? So just Biur and Chomesh, which we learned to preclude during Shmita. So therefore, whatever halacha we apply to Rabbi Huda, we're going to apply to Beis Shammai as well. I still don't know how to read it exactly. I still don't know how to read it. Rabbi Yehuda is mechayiv you in. I don't know why we throw him Beis Shammai. Rabbi Yehuda is mechayiv you in Meister Sheni. He also Meister Sheni's mom and head yet. So the pashas is he's going to be mechayiv you in chal. So what are we? Well, the comparison between Rabbi Yehuda and Beis Shammai eludes me. I guess what we're saying is that Rabbi Beis Shammai would hold the same thing that you're chayv and Meister Sheni by in chal and Meister Sheni as well. I don't know what he's adding to say that Rabbi is going to Beis Shammai. It's not clear to me. You understand what I'm asking? I don't say Rabbi Yehuda's Tama, so I hold the Meister Sheni's mom on head yield. So the same thing would be about Nether Avai, because he learns everything Meister Sheni. So we know it's possible that Rabbi Beis Shammai learns according to Beis Shammai, also that we learn everything after Meister Sheni. But at least in one thing he doesn't know he learned Meister Sheni, because in Shemitah he holds that you do have a din of Nether Avai, it just doesn't have to be redeemed. So I don't know exactly what the comparison is. We're making some sort of comparison, though. Okay, that's enough for us to know. We can go further. Coin time. Keta poidim netzeravai. How do you redeem that netzeravai? Reniachas hasel al pishloisha. You put a coin down on in front of three people. V'ayemri say kama adam rotzu liftos lo b'tsela. How much would you like to buy? You know, I mean, even though it says leave those, how much would you guys want to buy with a seller of fruit on the ground? I'm not sold to you, so that you should pay for the expenses for uprooting it and harvesting, etc., etc. I mean, you have some also. Once you get that money, you leave them. Once you determine the amount of money, you leave them. Vormi say, call Neil, call me, say anything which I'm going to gather from my field, Mechul house is redeemed on this coin. Okay? Mechul house is redeemed on these coins. Mikach, mikach, salim, salim, meaning sold so many baskets for a seller. Rishvias, however, now naturally these guys will tell you something with a deduction for labor. Because were they to buy the fruit from you now, they'd have to do the labor of harvesting, right? So they're going to deduct for that. At Shemitah, we don't deduct for that because at Shemitah, harvesting is not a valuable activity because you can't hire anybody to harvest, right? So at Shemitah, you don't deduct for that part. Okay, but Shemitah, but they b'shavi, you go by its value. And if everything is hefker as well, The only thing you can charge for is the charge for gathering. No, it's the only charge you can take against your opinion is the charge for gathering. Hapoyna netarvai shalom. Some of you redeemed his own netarvai. Moisel of chamisha. So, yeah, it's on the fifth. Beitru shalom. Beitru shalom. Whether it says was given to him as a present. Period. New topic altogether. Erev Yontif Arishon Cho Revis. The Erev Yontif Arishon Cho Pesach Cho Revis. The first day, right before Yom Pesach begins, in their fourth year of Cho Shvis and the seventh year, Hoy Apir. You got to get rid of all the Trumas and Maisos in the past few years at your house, give them to the proper place. Ketzah. Now, so Ketzah Hoy Apir. How did this beer work? Noisim truma, trumas maisel lebale. You give truma, trumas maisel to the kohanim. Umaisrish lebale, so lebale, maisrish to the levim. Umaisroni lebale, maisroni to the poor people. Maisr sheiv abikurim. Let's say you don't have enough time to take out to Yerushalayim. Then the maisr sheiv abikurim you have misvarim mechom makom. You let them rot wherever they are. That's what they call it, the beer is. Rabbi Shimon Meir, Rabbi Bikurim, Noistim Lako, Kohanim Kitruma. Rabbi Shimon holds that Bikurim is special din. You can even give the Kohanim outside the Beit HaMikdash, outside the walls of the Mishkan. Hatavsh, what about if you have a cooked dish of stuff, which is Meiser, and it's the third year, right? And you have to eradicate it. Or if based on the fourth year. Bishar Mitzolavar, you have to be Mavar, the cooked dish, Ubeisel Omrim. Hareokim, for the fact that it's already cooked, is as if it's Mavor. Bishar Pelus Bismar, as if some of you have fruit in Ardain age. Vigir Shazabir, and this time of beer came. Bishar Mitzolachal, and Kessi, you still have to redeem him on money. And then he throw the money into Yam HaMelech. He destroy the money. Bishar Mitzolavar, I don't understand why he goes through that exercise of futility. And it makes no difference. The bottom line is that in all cases you let it rot, but you can also let the original fruit rot off to redeem it first. Did I say most?
Yeah.
Elisha and Peril, sorry. Okay, says more. Lisa, are you cold, Dr. Spill?
No.
I open the door, it's a bit stuffy. I like to open that.
Okay, leave the slobasella. As I said in the mission, when it says to redeem for a seller, means likach lo b'sel, these three guys were buying for a seller. Elo el eschar akita, what does it mean? In Shemitah, you can only charge for gathering. Elo eschar akita, not really gathering, but cut, snipping off the tree, not true harvesting. Rabbi Yeshua Mafi Klosin is to tun in is to nas nan sin. We'll take three experts. Mafarikapi and do the redemption based on Bapumon, based on what they said. Ksiv, it says, Miksei Shol Shonim Totsos Koma Asart Voscha. At the end of 3 years, you should move all the mice of your grain. Bashana in that year, Vinachta Bishalech, you gotta put it in your gateway. It's a Yochopa Machas Bishavua, maybe only once in a Shemitah on Chayav Lotzi, you have to take it out. As a mice of Lotzi, it's a mice of Rani, the mice of Mice Rani. Tam Lomik say Shol Shoim Note says the end of 3 years. Meaning Achas, Lashol Shoim once every 3 years, that's second and sixth year. Veloachas Lusheva. And not once every seven. El b'shviz b'shviz, rather than the third and seventh year, shnei pa'am b'shua twice in a 7 month in a 7 year period. Now here the Rashi throws in a whole long pasuk. I'll read it to you outside. You don't have it. B'sharecha in your gates, it says, right? Obisharecha, it says, right? Uksivi, and the other one says Kisachal Laser is called Matvah Masart Voschabashanash Lishish Nazamaser. When you finish your harvest of giving all the harvest, Matamulomar, What does it mean? What's the Maaser talking about when you finish all the harvest? What's that throwing in? So it says the Gemara, a Yochel came in the Rosh Hashanah, and Chayev. Maybe say Rosh Hashanah of the third year, right? Kavan Rosh Hashanah means usually since, but here on Rosh Hashanah of the third year, you have to inquire as a Meisus the Meiser Loti Meiser and take on Meiser. Honey, no, Tam Lor Miktei Shal Shalom him at the end of the third year, not the Rosh Hashanah of the third year. And Miktei Elibisov Shonat Mevar at the end of the year to beer. Veinat Mevar, but Rosh Hashanah don't do beer at the beginning of the Rosh Hashanah. Ibisov Shonat, it's at the end of the year. Yocho Kivin, but Rosh Hashanah is Achail Varus and Meisres. Maybe he meant the beginning of the fourth year Chayiv to eradicate the Meiser. Loti Meiserani. And they remove the Meiserani only in the fourth year, not in the third year. Tavulomer, that's why it says Kisachal, let's call at the end of the fourth year. Tavulomer, Kisachal, Laser, it's called Tvoscha. When you begin, when you cease being Meiser, all your grain. So when you finish redeeming all the crop, the farm made that year, so then you have to do the beer, even if it's in the fourth year, but you don't wait till the end of the year. If you're saying that it goes by when you finish doing all the fruit, maybe it's also in Chanukah that you do the beer. Right, which comes somewhat early, means he did a diligent cleanup. No, Nemakan Mikotze says here Mikotze Nemal Mikotze Miketz Sheva Shani. At the end of 7 years, you boy, you make shmita. Bimoy Shnasa Shmita Shnasa Shmita Befalls Bechagas Sukkos, and you make a chag for Sukkos. Ha Miketz Ma Miketz Nemal Lalom Bimoyed. Just like the Miketz, which it says over there, it's talking about the Yotav of Sukkot, so to the Miketz, it says over here by the Biur, so Avkam Chagasukkos going by Sukkot as well. Maybe you would say it's actually a kashin. Ma Miketz Shema Amber Chagasukkos Avkam Chagasukkos Tamo lo makisa chalet kol aser es kol masar tvuoscha. You only chayiv to be tubior once you finishing meiser your meiser. Ema say mechal aser es kol aperos when you finish doing meiser on all fruit which grew in the third year. Be Pesach shereviyus on Pesach of the next year. So what does that teach us? What does it mean we're supposed to rack it in the third year after you finish taking off all the mitzvahs on the third year? That means when do you do the biur? In the fourth year. What part of the fourth year? When all the mitzvahs are taken off. When's the first time that's available? Right after Pesach. B'shani atzog l'varo, that's when you have to biur. V'ein atzog l'varo, you have to biur. B'shakol ha'shonim. You don't have to do any biur in any other rest of the year. The rest of the Shemitah cycle. But Shana Yad Zok Levar Vein Ad Zok Levar Yerek Shiatsim Rosh Hashanah Ad Pesach. The that year, your chayev to eradicate. That your chayev to eradicate the 30 years crops which are mitzvahing now. But anything which grew from the third year in the fourth year, since it began after Rosh Hashanah, you're not chayv and meisers, right? What? Because by Pesach, everything is gathered in. From the winter crop, right? That's why we have the, Ksira Oimer. Because that's when the people are ready to eat it. Sorry. No Tu B'Shvat. Rosh Hashanah Leilano, it's not for Zeroy. Not for Zeroy. Okay. Says Gvore, Chevraya Omrin, Chevraya said, She'eno Mizvada, you know why you can't, there's a special incantation you say when you bring the Be'arter Kushma Bais and Parshim Kisavo. You can't say that, and here's another typo, B'Shlish is in the third year, Elo B'Revias. El Chamishes, you have to say in the fourth year. Right? Ain't Again. Kavaya Mishem is Vada, Bishlishis Elabu Revius. Omar Ilaril said, Shane Miyake. You know what? That might be better to be to do it in the fourth year. But in the third year, it's not an impediment. And again, yeah, it says here, Bidui. A vidui of the miser can be done in the third year. Let's say Amir Lashena Maki Vader Vis El Chamish. You can change the change here too. The Rasir says Lashena Maki Revis. You don't have to dafka during the third year. El Chamish fourth year. El Shlish through the third year as well. The bottom line is, my Navi Ibn, what's interesting in these two opinions? Of everybody's Vada. If you did it in the third year erroneously, Adatein the Chavrai, according to the members of the Beit Medrash, possible. It doesn't work because you have to Dafka do the Vidui in the fourth year. Adait the Rabbi Hila, according to Rabbi Hila, but the evidence okay, even if it was done in the third year. Okay. What? You have to do the Vidui over again next year. Yeah. But that year at Motzio Minatome Al Hator, since you're in a rush to take care of all your maestros, when you're doing the Bio Meister in that time, right before Pesach of the fourth year, you're allowed even to take Meister from Tomei and Tohar. You can't take Meister from Tomei off of Tohar the rest of the years of the cycle. All right, Rabbi Lezer says, Kini Masi's way to read this Mishnah Brisa. Bashana yad motzio mi mokum tumul mokum taro. And if the between the third and fourth year, you can take it through a tome place to a Torah place. Veda motzio bishar kol shana mi mokum tumul mokum taro. And any other year, you can't take your trumas and maisers through your maisers to a place where it's off limits to a kohanim. Through a place off its limits to anyone other kohanim to a place where everybody else has access. For instance, through a Beit HaKvaros, right? The Beit HaKvaros, Kohen's not allowed in the Beit HaKvaros. So the Shaila is whether you can take the Truma through the Beit HaKvaros or not. So you say on Shemitah, yes, but not the rest of the year. I'm more going to explain that. Okay? I see the Rabbi Lezer commanded my AMOT Meister Lakuna. Rabbi Lezer, who is clearly holy that you don't take Meister out for Kohanim. You don't give Meister Rishon to Kohanim. No, sir. Necessarily. I don't give Meister Rishon necessarily to Kohanim because here he's suggesting that you go make it accessible only those who can traverse a cemetery. Who people can traverse a cemetery? Only them, not Kohanim. Kohanim and Ephraim, but they're not allowed to do so. So he must hold that you don't give the Meister to the Kohanim. Now, why is that? What's the Kiddush? I have to give Meister to the Levim. So there's a Gzeira, which is brought down here as well, which they made since none of the Levim were Zionists. And now that came up with Ezra.
I'm going to tell you something.
All right. On that happy note, moving right along. So, again...
No, it's not. It's stupid.
When Ezra came up to Eretz Yisrael, there were no Levite Zionists, there were no Dr. Spadels around. They all stayed in Bavel, right? So Ezra made a knas that no Levim should get Meister again. You're both familiar with that knas, right? Not familiar with that? No, Ezra made a knas. Yeah, we mentioned it. It's in the Bavli a couple times. Ezra made a knas that only the Levim don't get Meister anymore. Only Kohanim. So only Kohanim get. So if this is going to be a source, actually, of friction in our Gemara, whether that's true or not true. So whether Gzera remained or didn't remain. So what he's saying is the Gzera clearly did not remain, because he's saying there's a way to bar Kohanim from getting Meitzer Rishon, take it through a Tomei place, right? So we see that Kohanim don't have to be the ones to get the Meitzer Rishon. Is that clear? Right? Okay. Amra. So now we have a meiser. A meiser in respect. But Yomid Rabbi Shimon Levi. This is Shimon Levi. This is very late. He's already in Amora, right? Bichuli Mara Shloitei Meiser Lakuna. Way after the Churban, 200 years after the Churban. So we wanted to say we're not going to give meiser anymore, just the Kohanim. Amra. They said, Man Yehu, who's going to go and prove it? Rabbi Shimon Levi. Guess what he was? Levi. The Messiah Levi. He's going to help out the Levim. Oh, the Sielo Kohanim, Achutzbe, he went in and helped the Kohanim. Amrei said, Meslim Ba'alba Mekemis, this is also the Bavli. Meslim Ba'alba Mekemis, Nikua Kohanim Levim. In 24 places, the Kohanim are called Levim. Zeachon Mehmet, there's one of them, Va'akohanim Ha'Levim, B'nei Tzor, though. So Kohanim can get the truth of the Meiser Rishon. Rabbi Bin Yomin Bar Gidu and Ravacha Habu Yosmin, they were sitting. Amrei, they said, as a raya also, that you can give a solution to the Kohen. V'aksiva yakoyim in Aaron, im ha-Levim, besor ha-Levim. The Kohen, the son of Aaron, will be the Levim when the Levim get Meister. So we see that the Kohen get Meister as well. Says Mark, no, it's not a raya. There, it's Lidlin lo Trumas Meister. He wasn't getting the Meister with the Levim. He was standing by the Levim, so the Levim should give him what? They should give him their Trumas Meiser. It wasn't for him to get the Trumas Meiser itself. Vaksiv Dai doesn't say Valavim Yalu S. And here's the typo, which we Maser HaMaser. Levim will give him the Meiser on the Meiser. So it sounds like the racist toy about the requirement of getting the actual Meiser, not just the Trumas Meiser. Ravuna, Rav Chevraya. Ravuna and the Chevre. One of them said, Leben, Libnei Levi. Says the children of Levi. Mata Mulomar, Vilivnei. Not just Livnei, but with a Vav, Vilivnei. And let me contrast in my Sukuna. It's linking the Kohen to Levi, just like the mice could be given Levi and given it to Kohen as well. The other one said, even wouldn't have had the Vav Achibur. Between the Kohanim and Levim, you still be nice to the Ma'aser Kohanim. You can still get Ma'aser Kohanim. Why? In Lumadam Ar Palam Bari, if a guy says in his will, my son Yanko, Yesem Mekambes Polon, he should take before Shmero, the Shar Nechos, the rest of my property, you should burn, my children should inherit. You think Dimalonasa Vimo, you don't think Yanko doesn't get with the rest of the children? He gets icing on the cake. He gets on top, but he gets with everybody else as well. Explicitly preclude. Right. Okay. Rabbi Yoni Yoy Masroy. Rabbi Yoni's give us Maisus. Ravacha Barula to Ravacha Barula. The truth is that Ravacha Barula was a Kohen. But Lo Mishum Dav Kohen. He didn't give it to him because he was a Kohen. Elo Mishum Deloy Bel Raiso. Because he would take my time, our pasuk teaches us this. Vayom elam yeshu Yerushalayim, it said the nation to those who dwell in Yerushalayim, will say Menasa Kohanim Alevim, to give the portion of the Kohanim Alevim, leman yes chesku b'tayres Hashem, so they hold on to the Torah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so they have to give the Meiser to people who are learning. Rav Huna, albeit he was a Kohen, Lo nasa meiser, not take meiser. Rav Acha lo nasa meiser. Rav Acha didn't take meiser. Rav Chia Barabba. Hore al gamel atzeis luchutz loret. He was a coin. He could have taken meiser. He didn't want to. How could they cock that? Even though he was impoverished, he rather went to chutz loret to make a living than to stay in Eretz Yisrael and take meiser. Amazing concept. We don't have such concepts nowadays. Shol Banash. We'll take what we can get. Shavanash. That's true. Now they go to heaven. Yeah. That's only because they're not getting the Meiser. Shavanash, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachman, a certain individual. Bar Nash is like Ben Odom. But here it also means Levi Shlaim says he was a Kohen. Shavanash, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachman, am I allowed to take Meiser even though I'm only a Kohen and not a Levi? Sure, Rabbi Yonason, Mao. Do not say visit. So Rav Nachman then asked Rabbi Yonason. Armelo Sab, so he said, yes, take. Umadonofel, the Shivtoch Nofelok, that what you're taking is came to your shame and never your title. Rabbi Yane Mavkili Krivoy. Rabbi Yane used to tell his friends. his relatives. When you sharecrop a land, we're talking about you only sharecrop from a non-Jew, because if you sharecrop from a Jew, this family was Kohanim. So then he's going to have to give you the truma and maybe the meiser, and it looks bad. So therefore, only be a sharecropper from a goyim in order that it shouldn't look like you're doing it in order to get the trumas and meisers. Vava gav dat omar ein noisti meiser lakuna. However, even if you say that you don't give meiser to the kuna, moid everybody could see chain motzir shlomi yado kohen does not have to give his own meiser to Levi. He gets to keep it himself. My time, what is that? Why is that? We can't coerce him to give it up, to give it to another Levi. My time, why? Kiti chumeyes b'nei Yisrael. You should take from the b'nei Yisrael. It's a meiser shenasati lachem. The meiser which I gave you, may itom from them. Benachlaschem in your inhabitants. And take from that also the Trumas Meiser as well. You can take the true Meiser from Yisrael to give it to a Kohen or Levi. But Veinat Moitzi, you don't take the Meiser away. And here's also type what should be Miyad. Kuna Levia from people who are behind Levia to begin with. Okay, so you can't take it away from them, hypothetically speaking. Vasikai Dom Rabbi Lezer, and it's going like Rabbi Lezer said, where Lezer says, if you take from the Jews the Meiser, take from the Jews and not from the Goyim. It's really not related, but it's similar to previous Gemara, you know, that we're dealing with Goyim, etc., so we bring it down here. Okay? Rabbi Avomar, getting back to the issue before. Rabbi Avomar, he's spoken Rabbi Shubach, and he, Rabbi Lazar, ben Azai, the Esther, the Adamach, Logaz. Rabbi Shubach, he, Namar, hey, no, it's the Meister, look who he can't get Meister to go on him. Rabbi Lazar, ben Azai, oh man, he was a Kohen. Says you can eat mice everywhere. Can a Kohen come and eat the mice in the grave? No, so you can't give it to Kohen. Amar lo, so he said, no, you're misinterpreting B'chol Mokum. What does B'chol Mokum mean? Ba'azorah in the Beis HaMikdash, not in a grave. Amar lo, Rabbi Shimon Hanani said, Voksiv doesn't say, Atem u'beitzchem, you and your household. Sounds like a woman. Ba'is is a household. Vishon nechnes Azorah, can a woman go into Azorah? So therefore must preclude Kohanim, who can't bring their wives into the Azorah, so they can't fulfill B'chol Mokum. Yeah, okay. Words obviously felt that was still a barrier. Rabbi Voiva Mishtoya Ayin and Uvda. Rabbi Voiva told the following story. They took out their guitars and had their kumzas. This is the story they used to tell over. Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah, the Kohen, have a Yolif Mace of Meiser, used to take Meiser, the Charagina from a certain garden. In that garden had two openings. One which came through a cemetery, and the other which came through a Torah place. Rabbi Kiva went to the master of the garden, and he did not like the fact that Rabbi Elizabeth Azariah was taking the mice from there. He said to the master of the garden, open the door to the cemetery, stone hay, and close the other one. So guess who can't get in anymore? Rabbi Elizabeth Azariah. And if Rabbi Elizabeth Azariah comes back, Emorlay, tell him, Brother Derech Hazek, come in the other way. Amarlay and Rabbi Akiva said, Inshallah Talmideh. And if you send this Talmideh to get the Meiser for him, Emorlay saying to Talmideh, Atem Ksiv, I want you, not your students. Shama Rabbi Elizabeth ben Azariah. Omar, he said, Marzod Rabbi Akiva Bolikad. The belt Rabbi Akiva is here. He stymied me in my quest to get the Meisters. He was upset that he felt that it was time to cancel that Gezeira, that only Kohanim can get, not Levim. It's archaic. Okay? Bosa Shah, at that time, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was a big Baal Musar. Hechzi Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah called Meister Shinota. Any Meister ever took, he gave back. Or maybe it's a Reluzer. If you took a Reluzer, said to give a Moshe for this Meister, it's missing. What? Age was. Yeah, but there's no discrimination in the base Meister. He was among those who were present when they get anointed Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah to take over. They didn't take Rabbi Akiva because he was a Ben Gerit. Okay. All right, it's a Ben Elazar. It's a Ben Elazar said it should be worth missing. Kos. It should be Kos b'Sherusa. A cup when it's beginning to be served with. Sherusa means shari, when you open up with it. Boy muya. Yeah, you have to keep it full. Saba, the queso, an older cup, one which has been table on the while, table in a while, table on the table for a while. Mineu bay, it's whatever it has within it is sufficient. So here too means that either Reb Elazar ben Azariah initially used to take the trumas of mice, take the maestros, but eventually he had to come to the conclusion not to do it anymore. There was nothing left to be able to do it because Rabbi Akiva had completely disproven it. No, he probably did. Doesn't say it. Similarly, what was Rabbi Akiva's tactic? Why did he burn him like this? Because if you don't burn a guy when he's doing the wrong thing, it ain't going to have an impact on him later on. Okay, what happens if he took bread or oil of Trumas and Maisus and put it into a pot of another type of food? Shutzarach Levayer. You have to be a vire of that. Beyond of a tavlin, if you took wine and spice, which dissipate, shumavur, that if you pour it into another pot, it's like mavur, you don't have to do beer on that substance. Ma'pi, what's the machlokas betavshil, where the cooked dish itself is made out of the fruit of maisers. Bisharin tzolavar, because that's really maiser. Bisumim and tzolavar, because it's not sufficiently chashuv enough. They say it's mavur and what you're going to eat it. That's also the beer in this case. Matan the Bishamai, what's the Bishulaj Bishamai? He says that you have to redeem the Netar of Ayin money, even though you're going to make it rot later on. Because it says, V'tzarta Kesef, Bilvad, Biyotcha. What can you take in your hand? Only money. Matan the Bishulaj says, you don't do that. You let it rot as fruit. Because I feel a machalo, ma'am oil. It's an exercise of futility to put it on the. It's an exercise of futility to. What's my train of thought? Oh yeah, to redeem it outside Yerushalayim, because anyway, you're going to throw away the money. Now he did no place to take it, so therefore might as well just sort of throw away the fruit. Why throw away the good money? Okay, halacha down. Om Ravida said, Breishon initially are you shogun it to Baobatim? When the time is going to do beer, they would send messages to Baobatim in the outlying districts. Maru, quickly, Hiskinu Peruseichem, take off all your maestros, Achlota Girsha Sabir, before the time of beer comes. Shabbat Rabbi Akiva of Elima to Rabbi Akiva came Paskin. Shabbat Paris at Shlobolo and Samaises Pturos mina beer. If you do beer and you have grain which hasn't yet been suitable to Meiser, that grain waits for its beer for when? For the next 3 year period. So you don't have to rush to take off Meisers this year. Even if you take off afterwards, so you have 3 years already to worry about it. Okay? Misha Paris of Rechaikim Yemen. What if the time of the beer came, but your fruit was far away from you? Sorry, shame. You got to designate them. Designate them doesn't just mean designate them as Truma and Meiser, etc. Rather, designate them and be makna them to somebody. How so? Very famous Meiser. Very famous. Meiser and Ami of Askeni. So you buy him in a boat, and the time of beer Meisers came. The tenth will try eventually measure as Meiser. Not only Yoshua. Is given to the Yoshua, who was a Levi, with the place underneath it. So he gave him the Meiser as a what? A Kinyan Agav, meaning through the land. The land is the vehicle of transfer. He gave him the land, and that's how he transferred the grain. Isra Acher, another one, Shani Yossi Lom, which we're going to measure. Nosin Rabbi Akiva, for Rabbi Akiva. She is Kabbalanin, because he was a Gabite stalker. He too is Zochen, even halfway across the globe, by taking a possession, symbolically at least, of the land in which it was. Rabbi Shabbat said, Isra Shani Yossi Lom, Nosin Lazar Ben Amazaria. He also added on that the a tenth of a tenth. Well, Rabbi Shua, the Levi, said the tenth of my tenth, I'm going to give to Elazar ben Azariah, because Elazar ben Azariah was a Kohen, right? And I'm renting him the place which I just acquired from a Gamliel. In order to make this rental place work, so they all exchange money. Because otherwise, in order to make rental place work, you have to take possession of the land, right? By doing something to the land, they were all in a boat. So how do they make sure to take possession of the land halachically? By paying each other off for the land that they were acquiring. Okay? Yes? No? Maybe? Okay. Ask more of low tabuli. I understand. What's the difference? What's Tanakama's Havamina? That you have to make sure to take off all the maizrus before the Pesach of the fourth year. It's tevel right now, so what? Who cares? There's no din bir on it yet. Rabbi Lubashem Shul says, Oysameres, this teaches us, Shatevel Kori Kodesh Tanakamot's tevel is also holy and has to undergo bir process, albeit by first going through the process of taking off trumas and maizrus. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said, Maizr Gamliel, another maizr Gamliel. Fast came the old man, this is also brought down the Bavli in Sanhedrin. Shayesh v'amalus ha'ulam, they're sitting on the steps of the ulam. Barabais and Arabais, the Temple Mount. And Yochanan, who was the scribe, the secretary, was sitting in front of them. Omrullah, they said to him, say, go out and write. Achenu b'nei Galilah ilah, our brothers of the Upper Galilee. B'nei Galilah to Arisa, of the Lower Galilee. Shlam chon yaske me, we have much peace. Modar l'chon, we are notifying you. The matas man b'yur, the time of b'yur has come. Tafkun ma'asraya min ma'atoni zeisa, remove all your mices from your olive containers. Then they sent another message. L'chon b'nei d'roima, to our brethren in the south. Ilua, the upper south, of b'nei d'roima arisa, the lower south. Modar l'chon, we let you know. The matas man b'yur, the time of b'yur has come. Tafkun ma'asraya, and here you take over mices, they specialize in growing grain. From your grain. La'chon b'nei galvasa de bavel, to our brethren in Golus Bavel, b'nei galvasa de madai, in the Golus of media. That's the Golus we're in today, the Golus of the media. B'nei galusa diyun, and the Yavon, and the Greek Golus. The Sharko galvasa in the Israel, and all the other Golus of the Jewish people. Shalom chon yaski, should have much peace. Modan al-Khon, we're letting you know something else. Obviously, there's no beer, there's no Trumas and Maizos in further Chutz Loretz. Rather, we're letting you know the Imrai Rakikin, the sheep are young. Because the Lion Dakikin and the birds are thin. And there are not enough animals for Karbonos because the spring came too early this year. And was pleasant to me or proper to me and the eyes of my friends that we should do what? That the most file shot the blood close to Yoimin are going to add to this year 30 days, and that's how they determine a Iber, you are a leap year. Okay, Hadamra in a nicely Meiser Lakuna. Before we see in our Mishnah, since he gave the Meiser to the Levi, to Shimon Hanania, we see though no longer give Meiser Rishon to a Levi. Says Gemara, no. Shani, there it's different. Shayor Rabbi Shimon Chanina Tzaman would have been a patch of punning not to give it to Rabbi Shimon Chanina if he's actually there. Rabbi Chanina said, "Be that as it may, for our mission we say Hadamara Shirav Gamliel Tzaros Kosar our Gamliel had to be Mitzake the land each and every one of them." Rabbi Shul said, "You should know a story about Beperos Mechuborim Lakarka where the fruit laughed after that says Mechuborim means the fruit is on the ground." And therefore, you give them parcels of ground with the fruit on top of it. Because if it was in a vessel, and let's say that vessel, even if you you gave them the ground underneath the vessel, but it's like Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Lazar's vessel in the other person's house. It's not koiner for him, right? Does it work? The only way to do it is either to designate the land underneath it, or if you want want to do otherwise, you just designate that somebody who's that's all you can do. And maybe you can designate the vase. I don't know the container, but basically what it means is that. No, I'm wrong. The second way I said it's correct. That if it's in a container, you have to specify that the container goes along with the Trumas and Maaseris. Actually, Sayim means if it's in a container on the ground and you're being makneh, piggybacking on the ground, so you also have to piggyback the container explicitly. Because otherwise, the piggyback is, so to speak, a half-sake. Not a true half-sake, but it's interruption between the ground and the fruit, and the sale wouldn't not be a valid sale. Okay, we got our two blot done for tonight.